She's helped parents do it better since her days in New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Shelley, we always love to set the paper down for a second, half a second here, talk with you about some things that can help us in the parenting arena do it a little bit better. And you were thinking about toys this week. In what way?
Yeah, you know, Kevin, first of all, welcome back. It's great to be back. I went to look for a catalog that I remembered using when my kids were little. It was Back to Basic Toys. And I found, to my sadness and dismay, that it was discontinued. I couldn't find it. Scholastic had bought it, and there didn't seem to be the same need for these Back to Basic toys. And I thought, that's something we need to talk about.
So what is a Back to Basic toy?
Well, it's just that. It's simple. It could be building blocks. It could be wooden blocks. But it's, I'll tell you what it's not. It's not high-tech toys. So what's the message here? We're talking about kids who are under five, under four, the little ones. Mm-hmm. And more, I don't know about you, Kevin, but I see parents selling their souls for Sesame Street Live tickets, Dora the Explorer, you know, high-tech toys. And I think to myself, what are they doing? So here's the message. Here's what I've learned from teachers, from nursery school teachers, from parents, from seeing my own kids grow and thrive. When kids are little, the magic is all around us. It's right there, and it's for free. And a lot of times, it's in nature, or it's right in our house. So before you go out, and for your grandchild or your child, before you go out and you're spending all that money, for a young child under four or five, think, going to a bakery, the smells are delicious, overwhelming, magical for a young child. Florist, the colors of the flowers. Going for a nature walk, trees, touching leaves, small animals. You know, we've done that with rabbits, you know, and cute little animals for our children. Cooking together. I know that you do a lot of cooking in your house. Am I right?
Yep.
It's not just for the under five set. Here,
right,
for older kids, you already know, intuitively know, that it can be something as simple as connecting the dots. It's much more complex than five or six,
sure,
dots. But getting your kids to use their imagination and sense of wonder, or if your child is musically inclined, with the beautiful music box. But you already know that, which is wonderful. But there are so many parents and grandparents who maybe they know it, but they forget.
Well, so, and I think it's just easy. Our culture makes it really easy to just get consumerized junk. And if you give it 10 extra minutes of effort, sometimes I think you can find a real treasure instead of just getting them the thing on the shelf that's, you know, the bright color and the battery operated.
Excellent point. I remember my kids when they were one and two, they would, for hours, they were mesmerized by shadow puppets, meaning my hand,
yes,
against the wall, right?
That's
making,
right,
making shadows, or making tents, you know, or cooking, because when you're cooking and it's a child watching you cook, they see something go from one color to another just by you mixing something. Or if they taste it, it tastes one way and you add something and it tastes different. That's magical. There's a wonderful performing group. They perform in the tri-state area called the Paper Bag Players. And they do exactly what the name implies. They use paper bags and boxes and rolls, you know, the paper rolls, without the paper, to make the most extraordinary set designs and tell stories. They usually perform at the Danny Kaye Playhouse at near Hunter College.
Gotcha.
And it's something that so many parents and grandparents that I know have experienced, and they're all about simplicity. They're all about simplicity. So what are the things that grandparents should have in the house when the kids come with the parents? Basic blocks. As they get older and they're bigger pieces, you know, little pieces, the Legos, crayons, but all of those basic things, you know, are just perfect and wonderful.
Yeah, sounds great.
I think I mentioned to you that just using patterns, when my kids were little, I went to the fabric store and bought, you know, cloth and 12 different patterns. And I would change it, and I would put it in front of my one-year-old, who thought it was the most amazing thing to stare at. So that's what I mean by simplicity.
Yeah. Okay, I love it. Anyway, Shelley, we'll see you next time. This is Kevin McCullough Radio.